This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got our next guest with us on the phone. We've got Jared O'Connor, who is going to be who's an artist. Welcome to the show, Jared.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Jared, I think we interviewed you, I think, recently about... last year. But, Jared, tell us a little bit, for the listeners who don't know who Jared O'Connor is. I've got, obviously, besides being a photographer, designer and artist, give us a little bit of a background of yourself, Jared. What is your main medium of work and how did you get started in that?
My main medium is really photography, and I've been exhibiting probably since I graduated from art school in 92, which is so long ago now. But I graduated in fine art and then always shot for exhibitions, but also did some commercial work for a period of time when it was quite experimental and you could kind of do quite creative work. And then so I got all the skills from learning the commercial side of things, and then always persevered with my fine art work. And that, I kind of wanted to challenge the fine art work a little bit further, so I started doing big group scenes, which were like big film stills. And so I'd come up with a theme, like whether it was like a 1950s beach or like a French bordello, and I'd cast it like it was a big film production, and I'd work with a stylist I've worked with for like almost 25 years actually, and he gets all the wardrobe, Mark Wozniak, and we will cast it, give people characters, dress them in a theme and relate it slightly to something that we've observed, whether it be a painting or whether it be like a social illustration like William Hogarth, and then make it really contemporary by mixing it up and putting characters in it that aren't really playing those normal roles.
Yeah, so. And I was lucky enough, and it was another artist that actually told me about you, and then I contacted you, and you invited me along to the exhibition last year, which was called
The Queen of the Pubs.
Queen of the Pubs.
Yeah,
and we then did an interview with you on it.
That's right.
Extraordinary what you did there. I've just got to explain to our audience, because it's hard to work out the visuals of what you've created. There was one of them in particular. It was a staircase at the SB Hotel, which is a spectacular staircase, and there's probably 30 or 40 people in this shot, and it's sort of almost like Victorian time or even more medieval, but with a modern touch to it. But the queen of the pub is standing in the middle, and she's got this shawl on, which is a spectacular gold shawl, but when you look at it closely, it's actually bottle tops from beer bottle tops squashed and then obviously drilled to make this cape, and her hair is stilo, as in stilo that you clean your, made into this magnificent wig. The concept behind it, Jared, is just extraordinary. So yours and Mark's mind must go crazy coming up with these amazing designs.
Well, we kind of lift from what things were. So, for instance, the Queen of the Pub, we actually worked with a jeweller and we made that costume, Danny Zanetti, which took us 2 years to make.
Whoa.
But the idea was she really literally is the Queen of the Pub. And when we make these works, I do research into where these stories came from. And all the women in St Kilda, well, actually worldwide, were given licences to run hotels up until the 70s because men were considered drunk, so the women would run them. And when the pubs started failing, they started looking at ways to try and encourage people to come back. So they got rock and roll music, they had day nights, they had nights where they give you, you know, free beer with a meal as you came in. So because the women were these iconic figures, I thought, what a great way to commemorate that time, which was at its peak in the 70s. So it's kind of got a Vivian Westwood ode.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a, you know, punk rock ode, which really became street fashion of what it is today.
And yeah.
So luckily we were given access to the Esplanade Hotel and shot it on this iconic staircase, because my memory of a great staircase actually was a nightclub I first worked at when I was probably 17, actually. But it was Razor, which was in Park, and they had a really iconic staircase where you would just meet, you know, the from low life to celebrities on the staircase, and everyone
in excess, and everyone would be there. It was amazing. But then, then your exhibition before this one was Tango. It shot just beautifully, and you shot that one at the Meatworks, and you swears if you're in Buenos Aires.
Well, we actually had gone, just come back from Buenos Aires, because we had a big show there with the Festival of Light, and we were so inspired by, because equally that music scene is alive there, and people go to milongas and dance. You know, the old women will go to a milonga at 10 o'clock at night out on their own and dance with young people and old people. And I've always really loved that notion of having all sorts of ages and diversity together celebrating. I mean, that's kind of the essence of the work that I like to make. So we recreated that on the cobblestones at the meat market, and I lit it like a 1940s kind of film. So we surrounded the whole set with heads going off, so it looked like midnight dancing, and then we had characters hanging from the ceiling and puppets, because the whole tango dance has got a kind of puppet-like movement to it.
Yeah.
And we put a call out and got all these real tango dancers actually that came and performed.
Now, and everyone does it, volunteers as well, Jared, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the makeup artist and everything, you know, like, because it's great for their portfolio, and they're doing something that's different to their normal day-to-day for a photo shoot.
That's the thing that I found really interesting, is that when you put a call out and you show the work, a lot of people, I'm not including the makeup artists, but a lot of people have jobs, but they would love to be an actor or model, or they would like to be a character, or, you know, that's where the extra comes in films, where people will just go and be an extra. They don't really necessarily want to be the star, but they want to be part of something.
Mm.
And when I put a call out, Mark and me will cast sometimes for like up to a week. And we just have so many people coming wanting to be part of these projects, because it's something creative, it's something exciting, and we will give them a character and a reference to go away and think about, and then we'll dress them. So on the actual day of the shoot, they come back as that character, and it's kind of like being in a big fancy dress party where everyone's just in character all day long.
And the exhibition that I went in, and I believe you've done it for the few before that, so all the amazing prints are on the wall of the photo that you take, and they're quite large, most of them, and the colours and all that are just spectacular. But then you have the props and the clothes that you've used in the shots are there in the middle, or some of the people are dressed in the clothes and they're wandering around through the exhibition. So therefore, you know, like, it's a real experience going to one of your openings as well, isn't it?
That's right. Well, because when we actually do the shoot, it's so overwhelming with having all the characters around. I always make the stills and make them as detailed as possible and then print them quite large so everyone can see them.
Yep.
But equally, what's exciting is to see the characters, and so to have them at the exhibition is great, to have the costumes there, and we make little films that are edited that we play there as well. We have props and wardrobe, and this in the past we've had props and wardrobe just from the shoot, but this current one with props and wardrobe, to which we worked with Danny Zanetti on for the last 2 years. So that was really important to have that as part of this show.
Now, you know, like, at present you're doing it tough because, you know, like, there's no work for a photographer per se, but, you know, like, I'm sure you're thinking of new and better things. As I'm doing each Sunday on Sunday Arts, I'm talking to one of the artists that I'm featuring on Meet the Artist, which I'm doing on my social media, as in Facebook and Instagram. Now, you're going to be my feature artist for 5 days. You'll see your work starting on Tuesday. So just go to my Facebook page, which is just David Hunt, or my Instagram, which is David John Hunt. And as I said, starting on Marie Coots, her last one's tomorrow, and then it goes to Jared and Mark on a Tuesday. You know, like, this is an important time that you can support an artist, and you're like, and Jared, as you said, you know, like, you can buy really large prints of it or smaller ones, and you're like, you don't have to have it in a frame. If somebody's interstate or whatever, you can roll it up and put it in a cylinder and send it to them, and they can frame it themselves. So, you know, like, please check it out, or even better still, at this stage, until it's up on my social media, go to their website, which is Jared and Mark. It's Mark spelled MARC.com. Is that right? Have I got that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. And and check out them. You're like, and you're like, we've only really covered a couple. The beach one, which I only saw for the first time this morning, is hysterical. Yeah. You've got to see the beach one. So congratulations, Jared, and to you and Mark for what you do. But I just think that what you do is just extraordinary, and the fact that it's coming out of Melbourne, that this something this amazing is out of Melbourne, and we should be supporting you so much. So good on you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thanks. It's a really good thing you're doing, actually, sharing this. It's a good time because artists really kind of do need it at the moment, even though they're quite used to working in isolation. It is a time to reach out and show the world what we've got in Melbourne.
Good on you. Well, start checking it out from Tuesday on my socials. See you, Jared.
Thanks very much, Jared. You're here on Joy
94.9.
See you. Bye. Thank you. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.